KZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President-elect Trump went 1-for-2 Tuesday in his legal cases. Florida federal judge Eileen Cannon's temporarily blocking the public release of special counsel Jack Smith's final report on the classified documents case. Here in New York City,
a legal blow for Donald Trump. A New York appeals judge denying his request to delay his criminal sentencing set for Friday. Judge Ellen Gesmer rejecting Trump's claim that the case should be delayed because of presidential immunity.
ABC's Olivia Rubin. 30,000 residents of Los Angeles' Pacific Palisades neighborhood are under evacuation orders from a fast-moving, wind-driven wildfire. More than 13,000 homes and other structures threatened, and California Governor Gavin Newsom says some have been destroyed. Las Vegas investigators say New Year's Day truck bomber Matthew Leibelsberger used artificial intelligence, including ChatGPT, to help plot out the attack. This is ABC News. A grisly discovery in Florida. Two people found in one of the landing gear compartments of a jetliner.
JetBlue Flight 1801 took off from New York's JFK Airport last night for a 3-hour, 21-minute trip to Fort Lauderdale. But during a post-flight inspection of the twin-engine Airbus,
the gate technician in the landing gear area noticed two males.
The dispatch audio from Broadcastify.
They are not moving in the landing gear area.
JetBlue says it's trying to determine how and why the unidentified men got into the wheel well. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Southern California now being battered by the strongest Santa Ana wind event since 2011.
Because the Santa Ana wind is so strong, planes are diverting away from the Burbank Airport. They're going elsewhere. Earlier today, I saw at least one Southwest flight try to make a landing and had to abort coming in the strong wind gusts. Instead, flights are heading to other airports in the west. These strong winds are expected to last into Wednesday.
ABC's Alex Stone in Glendale, California. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
The Todd Allbush Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on Air.
It is our 1-year anniversary here on Matt Nair on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Packers lose Christian Watson. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur confirmed that wide receiver Christian Watson could be out a year after suffering a torn ACL and other damage to his right knee during Sunday's game against the Bears. Up next, the Packers face the Eagles next Sunday in the wild card playoffs. Running back Josh Jacobs.
Everything is on the line. You know, it's no real do-overs. It's no flush last week. It's no none of that. It's, you know, execute when the times that they got to make a play or whatever. That's what we're going to look forward to try to do. You know, this whole week.
Men's college basketball, the Badgers with another nice Big Ten conference win, 75-63 at Rutgers. In the NBA, after losing 4 of their last 5, the Bucks beat the Raptors in Toronto, 128-104. Bobby Portis with 20 points, Damian Lillard led with 25.
Being physical, making them work offensively, the communication, helping each other, gang rebounding, those are all things we can control.
That's the Bucks, Damian Lillard, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Actor Craig T. Nelson belted out the national anthem before the Bears-Packers game on Sunday. The actor stars in Green and Gold, a film about a farmer who bets on the Green Bay Packers to save his Wisconsin farm, part of which was shot in Door County. The 80-year-old actor complimented the Packer fan base and called the opportunity of standing near the Packers logo at Lambeau Field an absolute thrill. Green and Gold hits theaters January 31st. Frontmen don't do humble, but today I was. Those are the words of U2 lead singer Bono, who received the Presidential Medal of Honor from President Joe Biden last weekend. Other recipients of the award went to Hillary Clinton, Irvin Magic Johnson, Bill Nye the Science Guy, Michael J. Fox, and conservationist Jane Goodall. Bono is the winner of 22 Grammy Awards in his career. The White House said he was selected for the Medal of Freedom due to his tireless work against HIV and poverty. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy and cold tonight. A few flurries possible late. Lows around 4 above. Mostly cloudy on Wednesday. Still a few flurries around with a high near 14. And then a bit milder on Thursday with partly sunny skies. Highs near 22. Current temperature, 4 degrees.
Maggie Dawn.
One of my New Year's intentions is to play more, and by that I mean more board games. What are your favorites? We discuss next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cuff, he need cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions, you are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local, national, human issues, and as you know, Haley, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by JS Bean Factory off Randolph Avenue in St. Paul. Only the good stuff keeps us awake.
I am awake. Hey, and speaking of awake, we got like 13 more minutes more of light than we did a month ago.
Ooh, that's good news. I need news like that.
Right. I'm a little sleepy all the time here with this crazy stuff. But hey, there's also some great news, too. Downtown St. Paul, we're talking about Pipestone and the pipeline and the Indigenous Protector Movement of Minneapolis. There are reports that the pipeline company Magellan is now required to complete a survey in collaboration with the tribes, and consult with the tribes. So that's a big victory.
Yeah, that was huge. And shout out to everyone that showed up in St. Paul today at the meeting with the Minnesota Public Utilities Commission. I remember when we had Rachel with Indigenous Protectors Movement based out of Minneapolis on when this first got approved a few months ago. So this is a good win in our direction. And they will ultimately bring the results back to the Minnesota Public Utilities Commission in the fall of 2025 to revisit the permitting process after consulting with the tribes.
Very good. Very good. It's always good to hear good news, especially when it comes to pipelines and all these things that Native Roots Radio started our show because of the Dakota Access Pipeline. And this is our ninth season. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned this yesterday, but what really makes the show, besides you, is the great producer, Haley, and the producers we've had in the past, too. I got to give Ogama and Zoe a shout out, too. But you do an awesome job. And the reason why the show works so well, and it's not only because of producers, but because of the great guests we have. And we should try and see if we can get Ruth Anna Buffalo on and talk a little bit here, see if she's available.
Let's get some updates from MIWRC. Hey, Ruth.
Are you there, Ruth?
Yes.
Hey, no problem. Hey, Ruth, we got to congratulate ourselves here. We're on season number 9 here at Native Roots Radio as of January, and I know I coerced you quite a few years ago to come on the show. Oh, welcome.
Yeah, I'm about to get up. Yeah, I remember I was like half asleep, didn't have coffee, and I was going through an airport, I think, or something.
Oh, that was one of them for sure. That was funny. That was a funny show.
Bad joke. No, I'm just kidding.
Should I tell the story real quick?
Sure.
So in those days we were on 2 hours and we pre-recorded the show, and it was on 2 hours on Saturday, and Ruth was on the move and groove as she was, and I said, well, you know, let's try and get you before you get on this plane. And we interviewed, and then we had another segment, and well, Ruth Anna Buffalo has graciously said, well, yeah, I can do it when I land, we can do the second segment. So we did the second segment, and then of course I listened to the show and I went, boy, both of us sound really tired. And then the second segment we sounded jacked up on coffee. So it was kind of funny to listen to that show. But we appreciate you coming on and speaking your truth and the work you've done over the years, and you know, in your home state and also here now in Minnesota, and just the knowledge and goodwill and really good vibes you bring to the show. We really appreciate you and appreciate you coming on like you do.
Well, it's a good odds. Yeah, thank you. We're thankful for you and Healy, you know, for providing this platform for us to share, talk about the issues that matter most to us. And right now, you know, with helping elevate and amplify Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center and the good work that they do in the community and continue to do. So, yeah, Mazda Gidads, thank you.
Yeah, and it's awesome, too. You know, there was a issue in Minneapolis yesterday that was very sad, that one of these encampments basically blew up. I mean, there was fire everywhere, and Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center again stepped up as they do for the community, and I just have to applaud you and your people of what you did for the community. I wonder if you could fill in our listeners what happened. It's crazy.
Yeah, and the sad thing too is I think it's not the first time that it's happened. You know, it's other encampments too. One very closely located to MIWRC, kitty corner from us. Few weeks ago happened as well. So yeah, we're just trying to help be good relatives, good ancestors, and we have, you know, space vacant, you know, sitting vacant at this time in the community room. So we opened up the space, but this, you know, also came from conversations with community members who are directly connected and impacted in helping the unsheltered relatives too. So it's just trying to do what we can from within our reach. And oftentimes, you know, feel guilty if we have like a vacant gym, they call it, or the community room that sits open when it's like really cold outside. And so we should be doing our part, just like everybody else is trying to.
Well, it's a big applause. You guys are doing your part. And I just wanted to amplify that. That's great work that you do for the community, but also that's just shows what great work you do for the community. And I just want to say a big peeny geegy from Native Roots Radio to Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center in Minneapolis in the Twin Cities. Great work. And you guys are boots on the ground, and you do what you say you're going to do, and you help the community. And I just want to applaud you.
Ma, it's a good odds, but again, like, it's, you know, it's just helping, and I guess taking the courage to reach out to community members, you know, like just answering the call and trying to make those connections and support the good work that's already happening on the ground. You know, Many Shields are an amazing group, and so many others that continue to help the unsheltered relatives. And so when we answered the call, so to speak, it wasn't singular or by ourselves, you know, it was as a collective. And I have like a group of advisors here within MIWRC, within our leadership team. So it's just listening and doing. But yeah, we're super thankful for Many Shields, the community-based patrol, who, you know, was here, helped us out on such short notice, and is going to be here again tonight. And also Nicole, you know, who is boots on the ground, and we're just trying to support the helpers any way we can and help people get connected to resources. And if we can serve as like a makeshift hub for the time being for people to come to who want to find shelter, who want to find emergency housing, we're trying to do the best we can in collaboration and partnership with community members.
Yeah, wow. You know, it's amazing work. And again, we're blessed to have you and blessed to have Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center on the air here with us and talk about these kind of issues that are real, and you're doing stuff about it. We've got a minute left here, and I just want to touch base real quick when we come back, and maybe what's happening at MIWRC this week with the winter storytelling, and also see, we haven't seen you in a couple weeks because we took 2 weeks off, and we're ready to go now. But, you know, how your break was and what you did, and then also our relative Leonard Peltier, we want to talk a little bit about him. So, hey, we're here with Ruth Anna Buffalo and of Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center, and this is Native Roots Radio, and we'll be right back.
We are your relatives.
We are your relations.
Brothers.
Sisters.
Sons.
Daughters.
And some of us are your grandchildren.
We are your community. Historically, we held places of honor and respect. Because of the impact of colonization, some of us are rejected, thrown out from family, friends, and community, set up as targets for sexual violence, sex trafficked, humiliated, tortured, and murdered. Everybody has the right to be safe. We are your relatives. Remember,
homophobia is not traditional.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
It's time to experience the amazing flavors of EatLocalMinnesota.com. It's your key to unlocking the best local and independently owned restaurants in the Twin Cities.
Nightingale off 26th and Lindale is where good times and great flavors unite. Chef Carrie keeps it fresh with seasonal dishes or savor classics like the Nightingale Burger, Steak Tartare, and irresistible chocolate pot au creme. Explore tasty vegetarian, vegan, and gluten-free options and enjoy craft cocktails, curated wines, and half-price wine bottles every Monday. Open daily 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. More at nightingalempls.com. Maverick's Real Roast Beef in Roseville sets the bar when it comes to roast beef sandwiches. But let's not forget their other mouthwatering offerings. From Philly steak to turkey bacon avocado, BLT, crispy chicken, fish, brisket, and pulled pork, the menu is a flavor-packed delight. Don't miss out on their delicious variety. Explore the full menu at mavericksbeef.com. Your taste buds will thank you.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. Even though Auto Technical is a small nonprofit, we have helped more families with transportation than any organization in Minnesota. Since 1994, we have reconditioned donated vehicles so they have a higher tax benefit. Call Richard at 612-919-5526. 612-919-5526 or autotech.org.
Aneen, I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Hey, we are here with Ruth Anna Buffalo, President and CEO of Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center, and always great to have her on. What I want to do is I want to talk about the events that are happening at MIWRC this week, and then we can maybe get into a couple other things. But I want to make sure that our people out there listening know what's happening, but also know how to support your great organization.
Sure. Yes. Thank you, Mazzagadads. Tomorrow, January 8th, 2025 at 6 p.m. in the community room, we are hosting a winter storytelling event featuring Devery Fairbanks, and there will be food. I hear it's Chipotle, and come join us and hear some storytelling tomorrow, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. in the community room at MIWRC.
Yes, that sacred Chipotle, that's some delicious stuff.
Ho-wa. It is.
Yep, for sure.
What else you got going on this week?
This week, let's see. We have gosh, we have a lot of different moving parts, but we'll have announcements come out too. Like we have support groups for like caregivers through the Family Services Program, where we have ICWA kinship workers who support grandparents raising grandchildren. We also have a sexual assault support group that met last Friday. We also have domestic violence support groups. And then we have sweats also. We have a traditional practitioner on site. So, and those are usually monthly too. And then, we have, you know, check our website. We have, you know, good information there. We are also going to be hosting a family night the last day of January 31st from 5 to 8 p.m. A meal provided. Come visit or come get down and dance. Medicine making, open mic, and more. And this is a family night, January 31st from 5 to 8 p.m. We also are going to have a gathering on Sunday. Let me pull that up really quick. January 19th from 12 to 5 p.m. Join us on a Sunday at MIWRC. Material and food provided. Come create something. We will continue together to share a community space centered around the good nature of gathering to support one another in our community. Contact Mbaji for more information. For the event, I don't want to attempt to mispronounce this beautiful, it's called A Certain Good Nature Way, Help the Helpers, but check with Mbaji for more information on January 19th, 12 to 5 p.m., community event in the community room, and then again, family night, January 31st from 5 to 8 p.m. in the community room at MIWRC. For both events, contact Mbaji.
Right on. And how can people support your organization? What's the website and Facebook?
Our website is miwrc.org. And there you'll be prompted, you know, a window will pop up too and ask you to help us, help others, you know, support us by donating. Or miwrc.org/donate. And we're so very thankful for the continued support and all of the donors who believe in us and continue to support and uplift the good work here at MIWRC.
Yes, we support it too. And matter of fact, I'm going to click the applause button here. There we go. Always got to want to use that every once in a while. So we haven't seen you in 2 weeks. What have you done? I know I went down to Mankato on the 26th for the 38+2 horse and run commemorative time, and those dates come up during these 2 weeks holiday of Thanksgiving and Christmas and those things that people celebrate, and it's kind of a dark time for us, but also a time to remember.
Gosh, just did a lot of resting and nursing myself back to health. I got sick again, I got kind of wiped out by, I had influenza A in my lungs. It took some time to recuperate. I was in quarantine and made it as far as Fargo, had big plans to make it to Mandaree on the western side of North Dakota, but wasn't able to make it back to Mandaree over the holiday, but just rested and recuperated and worked. But it was good. My mom came to visit in Fargo, so that was nice. And hit the ground running again with the twins and my family, my children's like sports activities with basketball and things. So still good.
And last time we talked, you were getting out of retirement and getting your sneakers on for basketball again. How's that going?
Oh, it's going good, but we might be losing our ringer. Might go off to college, so we'll see. But we play this Wednesday, so it's always a goal to do more than the previous week, you know. Maybe eat less, or you know, try to exercise, or actually exercise instead of thinking about exercising. But it's always a goal.
Well, I always think about stretching because I'm at that old age where stretching does me well. But I think a lot about that stretching.
Stretching helps. I try to, you know, make it a habit at least. I mean, when I used to coach, tribal college, we would even incorporate yoga, you know, because it's helpful. It prevents injuries, you know, but especially as we get up there in age, it's really important for that maintenance and upkeep and prevention to do some stretching for sure.
Definitely. Well, let's go a little south here and talk about our relative Leonard Peltier. And there's still time for clemency. There's still time to get a hold of President Biden and ask for that. What are your feelings and how do you feel about what's happening here?
I'm just, you know, trying to help like everybody else where we can and push for his freedom, Leonard Peltier's freedom. He deserves to be free. He's a elder. His health is failing. His eyesight is failing. And so there's more of a sense of urgency for him to get out of this sedentary lifestyle. When you're, you know, just quarantined to a cell, it really makes all of your existing health conditions that much worse. And so, you know, we just want to get him out, get him free, and have him in a healthier environment where he can live, you know, the last days of his life, you know, amongst his family and community. But yeah, definitely encouraging everybody to continue pushing for Leonard's freedom. Someone sent me some stacks of postage,
postcards? Postcards?
Yeah, like, I can't think of it right now, but the postcards that, and some stamps. And so I have those, but I forgot them in Fargo, so I'll get them this weekend, but willing to like just disperse those to the community. And it's already self-addressed to the White House, to President Biden. You just enter in like your information if you're willing to. But yeah, and beware of the trolls. No, I'm just kidding. Kind of got some weird mail too for supporting Leonard over the break, you know, at Fargo address. But yeah, so people are alive and well out there resisting his freedom.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we have to have a big prayer. And as you know, we end the show and Haley ends the show with Free Leonard Peltier every show. And we do mean that. And the longest serving political prisoner ever in the United States. And we want him out. It would be a big deal for us as a community and as people and also as dual citizens to the United States and to our sovereign nations.
For sure. Yeah, it's always chilling, too, when you think of the trial that, you know, was held in Fargo, North Dakota, and, you know, how that holds weight on things and that history there that, you know, definitely needs to be come to terms with, I guess, so that, you know, North Dakota and Fargo can do better.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Well, we got about a minute and a half, Ruth Anna. It's up to you what you want to talk about now that I'll give you a free minute and a half. Oh, what?
Gosh, I don't know. I guess I could tell some jokes, maybe.
Yes, good ones. Let's do it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just, you know, excited for a lot of good things that are happening at MIWRC and what's to come. Just thankful for the community support. You know, reach out. We have 7 programs under our umbrella currently. Traditional birthing, traditional doula, traditional birthing, traditional healing. NUJIMO, which is She Heals, provides support, direct services to individuals who've experienced gender-based violence, domestic violence, sexual assault, human trafficking. We have a Section 8 HUD manager on board who helps keep people in their housing, helps prevent evictions. We have a learning center that provides training to non-Native professionals who work with Native clients. And we have the drop-in center, you know, that helps people on a regular basis. We're looking for, you know, welcome interns, WEX workers, you know, just trying to be creative with our different funding streams that we have, but definitely trying to build upon those and move to more of a place of financial stability. And we welcome any and all donors that fit within or align with our mission, our vision, you know, to help future generations and present while honoring the ancestors. So, Ma Zigirats, thank you.
Big Peeny Geegee, Ruth Anna Buffalo, President and CEO.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President-elect Trump went 1-for-2 Tuesday in his legal cases. Florida federal judge Eileen Cannon's temporarily blocking the public release of special counsel Jack Smith's final report on the classified documents case. Here in New York City,
a legal blow for Donald Trump. A New York appeals judge denying his request to delay his criminal sentencing set for Friday. Judge Ellen Gesmer rejecting Trump's claim that the case should be delayed because of presidential immunity.
ABC's Olivia Rubin. 30,000 residents of Los Angeles' Pacific Palisades neighborhood are under evacuation orders from a fast-moving, wind-driven wildfire. More than 13,000 homes and other structures threatened, and California Governor Gavin Newsom says some have been destroyed. Las Vegas investigators say New Year's Day truck bomber Matthew Leibelsberger used artificial intelligence, including ChatGPT, to help plot out the attack. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Packers lose Christian Watson. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur confirmed that wide receiver Christian Watson could be out a year after suffering a torn ACL and other damage to his right knee during Sunday's game against the Bears. Up next, the Packers face the Eagles next Sunday in the wild card playoffs. Running back Josh Jacobs.
Everything is on the line. You know, it's no real do-overs. It's no flush last week. It's no none of that. It's, you know, execute when the times that they got to make a play or whatever. That's what we're going to look forward to try to do. You know, this whole week.
Men's college basketball, the Badgers with another nice Big Ten conference win, 75-63 at Rutgers. In the NBA, after losing four of their last five, the Bucks beat the Raptors in Toronto, 128-104. Bobby Portis with 20 points, Damian Lillard led with 25.
Being physical, making them work offensively, the communication, helping each other, gang rebounding, those are all things we can control.
That's the Bucks, Damian Lillard, with sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Golden Globes kicked off award season Sunday night. It was good news for the entertainment world as ratings were up across the board, including broadcast TV, social media, and streaming, despite the fact that the Globes were up against Sunday Night Football. Network TV reported that ratings were up 50% from the broadcast in 2023. The ceremony also produced 40 million social media impressions, which were more than the 2024 Oscars and Grammys had combined. Streaming ratings were up 9%. Post Malone performed with Beyonce during the NFL halftime show on Christmas Day in Houston. The night before, he was hanging at a bar called The Rail Yard with Shaboozy. That was a fun sentence to say. Malone met bartender Renee Brown, a single mom upset that she was working Christmas Eve for the first time instead of home making cookies and watching Christmas movies with her 9-year-old daughter. Her night picked up when Malone left her a $20,000 tip. Being more than 15% is so gauche. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy and cold tonight. A few flurries possible late, lows around 4 above. Mostly cloudy on Wednesday, still a few flurries around with a high near 14. And then a bit milder on Thursday with partly sunny skies, highs near 22. Right now, it's 3 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year and we went to the mall and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, still concerned about the high price of groceries. We'll talk about Trump tariffs with Darren Von Ruden with the Wisconsin Farmers Union. That's all on the way. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Development Institute, or NACD, in Minneapolis.
Yes, they are a great organization and our friends on the avenue. Hey, speaking of friends, here is Heather Keeler, our friend from Minnesota. Welcome, Heather.
Yeah, hi. I'm like way out here in Border City, Minnesota, right? I feel like I have to remind everybody when they say, where do you live? And I say, Fargo, Moorhead. And everybody's like, oh, Fargo. I was like, no. I'm in the best side. I'm on the Minnesota side. Don't forget about us.
We are pretty close.
I know. Yeah. I'm old, Heather, so I think of the movie Fargo and go right there.
Which was filmed, I believe, not in Fargo.
Right.
Right?
Yeah,
like,
that's right.
I almost feel like it was filmed in Canada.
No, we'll have to Google that, but I think it was shot because the writers and director are from Minnesota, and I think they shot it here.
Maybe Bears. They did. Either way, I think we all agree Fargo was not filmed in Fargo.
Mostly Minnesota, it says.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. You Googled it that fast. Okay, so not Canada. I was wrong. Thanks for fact-checking.
Close enough.
We wish we were part of Canada sometimes when it comes to the political forces, but right now we are part of the United States. So you're revving up, and I really always enjoy talking to you about mental health and taking care of yourself. And I know you have a big season coming up here, and what are you doing right now to get to rev up your health, because I know we talk about that a lot with you, Heather.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think so. I want to kind of bring Haley in for this conversation because I've been spending time with people intentionally. And I think an example is we hosted a s'mores party and I text Haley and I was like, I really hope you come over. Kind of did this emotional piece of kinship, right? Like intentionally making sure that you know that this is an intentional friendship, relationship, sisterhood, whatever it is, right? That the kinship matters and acknowledging that matters. And so I think, right, the s'mores party was so fun.
Oh, for sure. Well, and a great way to be outside too in the winter and be around a bonfire and kind of have, you know, I don't know, our own little Indian girl time, kind of. And we were singing, but it's more than that. It's more because it was your New Year's Eve get together. So it kind of, you know, held significance around the new year. But as we were talking earlier, the new year doesn't, you know, as Native people, we see the new year kind of in the spring for us. And that's the winter is still in, you know, it's a period of resting time and it's a period of getting the seeds together that you want to plant in the spring. And it's getting your ideas together for the work that you want to do, and but also taking care of yourself so you have the strength to do that come the next season. And it's really just about going with the seasons and transitioning in life and moving with it. So, but it's more than that, as I guess just a Gen Zer in the Native community and kind of a younger generation compared to you guys, no offense. But no, it means a
Heather,
lot.
Did you hear that?
I did. I think I discovered.
You're my age now.
It's cool. Not a big deal.
Baby elder. No, but it's important. It's so important to have just mentors and people that want to spend time with you and teach you and, you know, just have good energy around you. So
I want to know, Heather, what the songs were. Because I'm a big karaoke song person myself.
Explain that.
We were playing. What was the game? We were playing finish this song because we didn't play karaoke. So is that where you start a song and then somebody else has to join in?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. If it wasn't during the 70s, I don't think I'd be able to. I think my cutoff's the 90s. And I always think, Heather, that 30 years ago was the 70s, but 30 years ago was the 90s. I'm all messed up.
I know that math doesn't work well in my favor either.
Haley's the young one here. She's like, oh, everything's cool.
Everything's fine with me. No, yeah. When I say it's, you know, there's a new generation coming up now, and it's not like the Gen Z. And I'm thinking, when I say my birthday, it still starts with 19. Oh. And I'm only 2 years away from a 2000s baby, so.
Oh, people will graduate in 2000. Wow.
Yeah.
This is a fun game to play with people.
Well, here's
right?
Heather, here's another fun game to play. This was just brought up to us. Our grandchildren will still be alive in the 22nd century. That blows my mind.
That does. That's crazy. It's also like when you think of seven generations, it's not really that long of a time frame because the average generation is 25 years. So, you know what I mean? Like it's the seven generation movement. Like, I mean, I've seen a five generation spread just in my life, you know? And so it's kind of cool to see this new generation come up and the differences in like, Haley, what you're saying, like your generation and just our conversations. I think one of the things I would add to the s'mores situation was storytelling. I mean, in the winter, that's one of the biggest things that we really do. And we storytell together. And a lot of our traditions come from the oral component of it. And so it's fun to talk about, like, you know, there were people there from South Dakota and reminiscing and understanding, like, you know, the commonalities that we have there. And, just like natives from all over coming together and sharing our stories and growing our knowledge about each other. I think that was really powerful and cool. But this next generation, man, like it is really cool to watch how deeply proud our next generation is to be native. And I think about, you know, my dad and my older uncles and even my grandparents, just like the world they lived in, they maybe weren't as free and able to be so proudly indigenous, and like this space in this system that thought that they were taking something away from us, this next generation proves that we're so resilient, we're so powerful, and we're so deeply connected, and I really love that. And so New Year's resolution, or how I'm revving up, is actually like slowing down and resting and engaging in the relationships that really matter. We talked about kind of in the sobriety journey, really making boundaries and sticking to that. I think making boundaries is step one. Holding your boundaries is kind of this other thing that people don't maybe talk about as much. And so, yeah, that's what I'm doing. And it feels new. It feels refreshing. It feels like, is this what a bit of peace and calm maybe feels like when you're intentional about making that space?
Yeah, that's awesome. And I'll give you some ammunition. If somebody is in your boundary, you just tell them, you're popping my boundary bubble. You can use that one. And I can make t-shirts and we can sell those.
boundary bubble t-shirts.
Yeah, along with our Resist t-shirts. But yeah, it's really important. And we talk a lot about this. And our story is here at Native Roots Radio is this is our ninth season. And that's an amazing thing. And we started because of pipelines, the Dakota Access Pipeline, of all the misinformation or no information that was happening. And Native Roots Radio started because of that. And here we are, 9 years later, still doing the same thing, which is daunting, but also, celebrating a lot of good things that this generation, because we talk about the lost two generations, Heather. We talk about, 1978 when I was a junior in high school that we could do our own religion. And that's not that long ago. It's not ancient history.
Yeah, I think that's a misconception a lot. You know, in my Two Feathers work, when I educate adults about who we are, the very basics of like Indigenous 101 as Native people, people have this misperception that like all of this stuff was like hundreds and hundreds of years ago. And many of the things that we're talking about that we're still working through, that we're still healing or still like growing out of, is just our generation or the most recent that some of these things have happened. I know one thing, as I educate some of my colleagues, the timeline is the thing that's the most surprising for people. And I think that just feeds into the lack of education that we've had in our education systems about even understanding the history of the land that we stand on and what the date pattern is, you know, with that. So hopefully we continue to move into an education world where people can talk about it. I think leaning into this next generation, they ask the questions. You know, I know my son talks about it in school. My youngest kid, you know, challenges in a bad way, but like they talk about it in school. It's part of the conversation in education now. Which we missed for so long, and we can see some of our adult individuals in the world.
Well, and that's a great point. And I also talk about our, you know, I had my daughter and son-in-law over, and they went up north to visit his grandma. He's a Leech Laker, and they were wearing their AIM stuff, and she was just so proud to see that because they were at times afraid to be that loud and proud back in the day when they'd see their grandma. And so those things are, those stories and those attitudes are still out there. And again, we're trying to turn the clock back and really stand up. And I see the Gen Z really doing that.
Mm-hmm. I think too, there's like, you know, this idea of relationships and allyship, and we see, you know, some really strong partnerships in fighting for sovereignty, which is nice. I think for a long time it felt like, and probably still in many instances, feels like as Indigenous or Native people, we stand alone for our own causes. But I think through the education and through just who we are in relationship with people, we're building these really strong allies too. Because we don't save sovereignty alone, you know, like our treaties are a two-way obligation mm-hmm. with everybody involved. And so, yeah, I mean, I think the allyship movement of this next generation too, like they're willing to stand up for each other in a really beautiful way. And so encourage that, you know, build into yeah. that. I think that's what I think Haley called us old earlier, right? When we're older, we have to be able to create those spaces so that people feel like they can continue to grow, be creative. It's cool, Haley. I'm going to lean into that. I love it. I've waited a long time to be a young elder, I guess.
Well, we need our elders too to pass those things down.
If I knew I was going to live this long, I would have took better care of myself. But hey, we have, we're on 30 stations, Civic Media and the Twin Cities, and most of the people that listen to the show are our allies. So we want to mm-hmm. give them a shout out too. And we're educating them and telling them to come along. And I really appreciate you bringing that up. Hey, we're here with Heather Keeler and we're going to come back. This is Native Roots Radio.
A home that needs new everything. Plus the kitchen sink. Life math is complicated. Affinity Plus makes it easier. With great rates on a home equity line of credit, we make tackling home projects less stressful. Visit affinityplus.org/rates to learn more today. Affinity Plus Federal Credit Union. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States.
And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected.
Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf.
Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy.
As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired.
Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Hi everyone, Matt McNeil here. 4 years ago, we came out with the first AM950 calendar. Now get ready for the fifth edition. It's the 2025 AM950 calendar, featuring photos I've taken across Minnesota, plus important dates in both progressive and AM950 history. All new and current sustaining members who make a recurring donation of $10 will receive an AM950 2025 calendar as a thank you. If you make a monthly recurring contribution of $25 or more, you'll receive a thank you of both the AM950 calendar and a signed copy of Tom Hartman's latest book. Make a one-time $30 donation, you'll get a calendar as a thank you. Or make a one-time $100 donation, you'll receive both the AM950 calendar and a signed Tom Hartman book as a thank you. It's really simple to become a member of AM950. Go to our webpage, am950radio.com. Click on the membership button and sign up. The website has all the details on the different levels, the 2025 calendar, and Tom's book. Thank you to everyone who, over the last 5 years, has continued to help support AM950, one of the last true progressive radio stations in the country. Thanks for keeping AM950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, on the air.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl! Three-part harmony. Isn't that how that goes? That was good. That was good. Hey, welcome back. Welcome back. We're here with Heather Keeler and Haley Cherry, and we're just... starting off our ninth season here, chewing the fat and talking about mental health and talking about some indigenous stuff.
The good stuff. That's what we're talking about.
There you go. So what else is going on? I know with your job, you have long drives. What do you do with those drives? Do you listen to music? Do you listen to self-help or speakers? What do you do in those long drives?
That's actually an interesting question. Well, I have the very best concerts to myself for most of the drive. I feel like it's I've tried listening to books or like listen to things that are talking, and I feel like I hear so much talking in my life that like music, I can just kind of zone out. But I have one of my very, very, very best friends, longest friends, lives in Arizona, and it just is hard for us to connect. And our phone time, she has a pretty long commute to work in the morning, and I tend to drive in the morning. And so it's actually like best friend time. It's kind of uninterrupted. I don't have a million other things going on. And kind of like I was talking about before, the relationships matter. And so I like that. And then I also... like catch up with my mom. My mom's in my house a lot, but we don't get to spend a lot of time together because I've talked about it that, you know, it's a generational thing here for my kids. My mom is very much a part of their lives. And the reason I can go out into the world and do the work that I do in all capacities is because my mom comes. But that means we're like ships in the night. And so we don't really see each other or spend this time together. And, you know, my mom was one of my very best friends in my 20s and early 30s. And so that's what I do in the car. Yeah, I spend like almost 4 hours one way to get to the city. So a lot of time to catch up.
I know when if I have to go for my work, a lot of times I have to go to Madison, Wisconsin for capital work with my other job. And I have had to make sure that I have cruise control on when I am talking on the phone, because I remember talking to Ogama a few years ago, and I got pulled over going 87 miles an hour, and it was like I had no idea. Yeah. So I have to have cruise control on when I'm on the phone.
Just a fast guy over there.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I got a new car, and that's one thing I have to get used to. This one feels like just so much faster. It like rides smoother or something, because I'm with you. If I get to jamming out to some of my music, and the rest of traffic is cruising, we're moving out here in Western Minnesota, that's for sure.
Well, when you do listen to music, what do you listen to?
I love Alicia Keys. I love that smooth R&B. Like, I'll go back to Alicia Keys. Actually, when I lived in New York, I used to go to old piano bars and just listen to like these really wonderful artists, probably not really knowing who they were. And then I don't know if anybody remembers 106 in Park on BET. They used to bring new artists on. And so after I saw her in this piano bar, Like a month or two later, they introduced her as a new artist on BET. And that was one of the coolest things, is because I remembered her so vividly just as a artist trying to make it in New York City. And so her, and then I don't know, I love Spotify. I love that it kind of just knows me, and I can be like, yeah, this sounds cool, and it gives me more songs that are cool. It just wrapped for me, like wrapped up my ear, and now I can listen to songs that I loved all year. It's like music with no, I don't have to think about it.
Yeah, we love Alicia Keys. That used to be when there were CDs, that was the CD playing in our big boat when we were in the St. Croix River. No one. Yeah, no.
Oh, yes. Are you going to sing some Alicia Keys right now?
He loves Alicia Keys. Robert, tell them how you play music in your car.
Really loud. And no. Now I have hearing aids, Heather.
What do you use, though? Because you don't use Apple Music or Spotify.
Oh, well, I don't know. I just, Haley, you're telling secrets here. I make a jam flash drive.
He puts his music on a flash drive.
Yeah, drag it right in there.
And he plugs it into his car.
I love that.
A ton of Alicia Keys on there.
We were, Jelaine, my daughter, going to see my Gaga in Tennessee, and I had like 600 songs on a flash drive, and she just out of like 10 hours into the drive said, can we listen to something else? And I said, no.
No, that's all I have, my flash drive.
We haven't listened to all the songs.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm trying, like, a flash drive. Wow, I'm like really impressed with that. Thanks for sharing that information, right? With us.
Well,
no monthly fee for that flash drive.
And Napster was free back in the day too, so I got millions of songs. That ages me, Heather. Napster, do you remember that?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I do. I just didn't want it. I knew what you were setting me up.
No. But those were the days when, I mean, I rationalize that of those songs that I downloaded illegally were songs that I already had. These weren't new ones that I, these are things I already bought once.
Oh, okay.
Or twice.
I think the coolest thing with music for me was like when I could start to drive, all the cars had tape decks and we could get CD players with like the thing that was connected to the tape that you could plug in and like play your CDs in your car. And I remember, so I, you know, like you get all your new CDs in your CD player and we just drive around the like seven blocks in a circle over and over. What a waste of gas, right? Like cruising the loop, listening to our new CD player. Like it's, times have changed so much. And I used to laugh at my mom when she would tell these stories, like back in the day stories. And now it's like my favorite thing to do.
Yeah. Well, back in the day in downtown St. Paul, there was a thing called the Loop. And we used to go down there and race and with our 8-tracks. And I don't know if you know what an 8-track is, but it's a huge tape, CD or tape. And it was so big, it would skip in the middle of the song and go to another track. It was like, it was cool though. I was cool driving my 76 Caddy down there. Yo.
That is really cool.
Ho what?
Yeah. Ho what?
We were also just talking about phones and like the thought that like a phone would be just, you'd have to be at home to like talk to somebody. And my first phone was a huge bag phone that you like stuck in the middle of your car. It was like a bag phone that you had to have a magnet to go on the top to get like any kind of signal. Did you have a bag phone?
No, I wasn't that rich. Jeez, I know what you're talking about. Those. And then I just found a Wendy's phone and it was like big as a regular landline. And landline, definitely for you people that are too young, Haley, that was connected to the wall. The line was connected to the wall.
I had one of those when I was younger.
Yeah, sure you did.
Or like the landlines that you could listen to your brother's conversations by just like letting go of the receiver real slow. It was great. I could be the best little sister in all the land back in those days.
Yeah. Well, those were party lines, and we can talk about that next time you come on.
Yeah.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, comedian Tim Cavanaugh joins me to discuss his upcoming show in Port Washington. Then TV's Mike Siegel and I discuss high school dance music. We're going to light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Here's to a Wisconsin winter you will always remember. To playing outdoors in a winter wonderland. Here's to cozying up around the fire and holding someone close. And to staying downtown, where the food scene makes your heart sing. And to celebrating moments frozen in time. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Plan your winter getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. At the U.S. Capitol, former President Carter's earthly remains now lie in state.
The late president's remains were brought out from the Human Rights Center that's named for him in Atlanta, where the former Georgia governor had lain in state. The motorcade making its way to the U.S. Navy Memorial in downtown Washington. Carter's flag-draped casket was then transferred to a horse-drawn caisson and began its slow procession down Pennsylvania Avenue.
ABC's Terry Moran. September 11th mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed won't get out from under a possible death sentence just yet. The Biden White House is petitioning a federal appeals court to reject a plea deal that would spare him the death penalty. At Boston's Logan Airport, a passenger on a JetBlue flight for Puerto Rico opened an above-wing emergency exit while the jetliner was taxiing and tried to jump out. A law enforcement officer on board stopped him. He's now in custody. This is ABC News.